This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Last week's initial claims for unemployment are out, and they seem to resume the positive trend that was interrupted by a couple of hiccups in recent weeks. Adolfo Laurenti is deputy chief economist for Mesro Financial in Chicago, and he's with me live. Good to talk to you.
Good morning.
Last couple weeks of jobless claims data were largely discounted because of seasonal and other unique factors, so I gather now we're past that. And what do you see?
We see improvement. I think this is good news. Clearly, we have been struggling on the job market for quite some time. But, you know, sooner or later, we need to resume growth. And I think this is a good indicator after all those swings due to seasonal adjustment and factors that happened in the past week, as you mentioned.
The other big data out this morning, orders for durable goods. The usual practice is to strip out aircraft and defense goods, which can cause big swings in this thing. What do you see when we do that?
Unfortunately, these are not as good as the numbers we've got from the job market. They are flat for the last reading. That was August. They were also flat in July, and they suffered a big drop in June. If you take all these numbers together, it shows us that probably the investment that American businesses put in equipment and machinery during the third quarter will be a negative in the GDP report we are waiting on Friday. That's not good news. We really needed to see American businesses investing more in this type of capital equipment.
And folks are wondering, is it the fiscal cliff they're waiting for? Lots of factors at play. We don't have time to get into it, but thank you. Adolfo Laurenti at Mesro Financial.
My pleasure. Thanks.